And now, with a comprehensive look at local, regional, and national sports news, scores, and highlights, it's Aaron Kauk with the Skinny on Sports Report.
It's good to have you with us for this event.
Good afternoon, Western Oklahoma. I'm Aaron Kauk, and this is the Skinny on Sports Report. SWASU Women's Golf opened their spring season down in Houston at Cypresswood Country Club this week. Cordell's Megan Brown was sensational. Brown's a senior for the Lady Dogs, fired rounds of 71, 76, and 72 to finish 7th overall individually, leads SWASU to a 7th place team finish, just a couple of shots out of 5th. Southwestern continues their season in a couple of weeks in Edmond at Kicking Bird Golf Course. The Oklahoma City University men's golf team ventured down to San Antonio for the NAIA shootout. Former Big Elk Trace Hill was fantastic for the Stars. Trace shot rounds of 77, 72, and 37 on 9 holes to finish 4th and pace the Stars in a 3rd-place team finish. Hill and the rest of the OCU men's team will be back to action March 16th at the Oak Tree Invitational in Edmond. College football playoff board managers unanimously approved to change the format of next season's first iteration of the 12-team playoff today. Originally, the board had a 6-plus-6 model to make the 12-team playoffs. That meant 6 highest-ranked conference champs plus the next 6 highest-ranked teams that didn't win their conference in that playoff committee poll would make the 12-teamer. Change approved today will be a 5-plus-7 model. That's the 5 highest-ranked conference champs plus the next 7 at-large teams will receive bids. The change was necessitated by the Pac-12's demise since that original format was approved. The top 4 teams will be the top 4 highest-ranked conference champs. Those 4 will receive byes in the first round. Interestingly enough, Notre Dame can never be a top 4 team because of its independent status. That means even if the Irish finish number 1 in the final playoff committee poll, the highest they can be seated is 5th. First-round games will be on campus. The quarters and semis will utilize the New Year's 6 bowl locations as neutral sites, and then the championship game will be in a neutral site as well. 12-team version of college football's playoff makes its debut this fall. Check back tomorrow for your daily sports fix right here on the Skinny on Sports Report. I'm Aaron Kauk.